Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Virals moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Green steals second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Verhals goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ver Alts hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk scores. Aparicio moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tuttle. Aparicio scores. Sievers moves to third. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Tuttle moves to second. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verhaals bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to third for the out. Pasquale moves to second. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields the ball and throws to Lown covering. Safe. Pasquale moves to third. Verhaals moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to home to get Pasquale. Ver Alse moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-5, Twins. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith strikes out. The ball gets by Batty. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 4 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Cam Carrion pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.